Country Kicks 101.1. That is Prior Bear. This is the first time we've played this song, The One Left Behind. I am playing it because I've got Prior in studio with
me. That's right. Yeah, man.
Dang. Dude, it's so good to meet you.
Likewise.
I am so excited about this song. We were talking about on off air, and I said, you reminded me of Conway on that song.
Was it the voice or the hair? Just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, I'm going to say the voice. I'll be honest with you. And speaking of the voice, four-chair turnaround on
yes.
the voice.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's rare.
Yeah. We just learned the other day that it was. There's only 27. There's 28 seasons. I guess there's 27 of us that got a four-chair turn. So.
Wow. What was your reaction when that happened?
As soon as the first one turned, I was like, okay, we made it through.
Yeah.
We'll make it to the next round. And then the other one turned, then one more, and then... Alicia turned at the very end. I was like, huh, okay.
Then you chose Blake.
Yeah. I knew I was going to choose Blake already. I mean, it was being in the country music world, and I knew I was going to pick him from the beginning. But when they all four turned around, I was like, oh, okay. There's some options here.
Yeah, yeah. But, so being on Team Blake, what did that mean to you?
Man, it was just a little bit of validation, and then it was mostly the post part of the voice,
uh-huh.
You know, because you're with Blake Shelton and he's in, you know, I was in Nashville, he's in Nashville. I then went to the same management company. So it all became one cohesive family. So it was really nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Best advice Blake ever gave you? He's giving
Sprite
you
Zero. Use Sprite Zero instead of Sprite Regular in your vodka.
Why am I not surprised that Blake would have something to do with alcohol
Shocker.
In his advice? Yeah. You got a chance to go on the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, yes. Greatest night. One of the greatest nights of my life.
Emotion.
All of them.
Yeah.
All the emotions. Excited. Really sad. I wanted my dad to be there. He had passed away not too long before that.
Mm.
And proud.
Yeah.
And the honor to be there, you know, in that circle for how many people have stood there and
yeah.
all of my heroes that have stood there. And
yeah.
I got to stand there twice because we got to rehearse, which you don't usually get to rehearse there. You usually rehearse on the side of the stage.
Okay.
And then they were doing something with the sound system and said, hey, you want to do your sound check? And I was like, yeah, of course.
Uh-huh.
And I'd been to the Grand Ole Opry quite a few times, but I've never been backstage, and I've been invited to go backstage by many friends. And I said, you know, I'll never go backstage. I'll never go into any of the rooms, and I won't go on stage until it's my turn. Same uh-huh. with the Ryman. And so when it was my turn to go, I was really excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of those proud of yourself moments, you know?
I got a chance to go to the Surf Ballroom up in Clear Lake.
Oh, wow.
And stand on that stage. And it was just, I mean, the emotions were just so unreal.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they were probably the same thing because you had all those greats standing on that stage, on that circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know, the circle... You know, the circle won't be broken.
That's right.
You know, it's just amazing. So you're now on a label. Congratulations
for that.
Thank you
so very much. Thank you.
The same label as Kelsey Ballerini and
yep.
Chris Young.
Yep.
That's some really good partners you got there.
Yeah. And we're all voice family again. You know, she's on The Voice now and she's doing all that. So, and then Chris is just absolutely phenomenal. Great guy. And Black River is just one of the greatest record labels of all time. You know, it's a family company and everybody there is great from the top down. It's a real family-oriented place, and if you need something, you can go right into anybody's office, and it's great.
That's cool. I'm going to take a break right now, get you ready, because you're going to play your guitar. What did you name your guitar again?
This is Christina. This is a 1957 Gibson SJ, and her name is Christina.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to hear from Prior and Christina coming up in just a few moments here. Kicks 101.1. Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1. We are back live in studio with Prior Baird. We're playing some Hank Williams there. Did I hear your cheating heart? Were you playing that song?
That's it. You betcha.
Play a little bit of it for
your
me.
Your cheating heart.
Yeah.
We'll tell on you. You'll cry.
All night
through.
I love it.
Gotta love Hank.
Oh, man. You gotta love Hank. Oh, okay.
Gotta love them. All the Hanks.
I know it. I know it for sure. Okay, so I asked you to bring in your guitar.
You did.
You brought in Christina for me. Appreciate that. 1957 Gibson.
Yes.
Golly. I don't know if my mom had a Gibson guitar or whatever, but boy, that brings back a lot of memories for me. Pryor. I appreciate that a lot.
You're so very welcome. She's glad to do it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful instrument. So what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing for you. This is a song to follow up to the song that we just heard, The One Left Behind. This is a song called Hard Days Win. And everybody's got hard days every day. And we got to let them not win, because that sometimes they do. You know? So this is called Hard Days Win.
All right. Pryor Baird.
There, huh? Flat tire on a highway shoulder, stuck out in the pouring rain, that dump in the road that you're trying to get over. Life has a way of getting in the way. It's a heartbreak poured over whiskey. I can't take much more of that. When the weight of the world gets too heavy, let it roll right off your back. Cause sometimes gonna get a little lonely, sometimes gonna weigh you down. Sometimes when you get down to it, straight through's the only way around. When that voice in your head starts talking, well, don't let that devil in. It might be small, it might be big, but whatever it is, don't let the hard days win. Yeah, don't let them hard days win. Oh, yeah. Well, now, everything's gonna be all right. What you gotta keep telling yourself, don't let the storm cloud up your mind. You gotta keep your head up when you're going through hell, cause sometimes gonna get a little lonely, sometimes gonna weigh you down. And sometimes when you get down to it, straight through's the only way around. When that voice in your head starts talking, but don't you let that devil in. Yeah, it might be small, it might be big, but whatever it is, don't let the hard days win. Don't let them hard days win, yeah. Now, keep rolling, keep going, keep falling down on your knees. I said keep believing, keep breathing. It'll all come round, just take it from me. Cause sometimes gonna get a little lonely, sometimes gonna weigh you down. Sometimes when you get down to it, straight through's the only way around. When that voice in your head starts talking, well, don't you let that devil in. Well, it might be small, it might be big, but whatever it is, don't let the hard days win. Yeah, don't let them hard days win, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, mama. Woo, yeah.
All right.
That's a four-chair turn for me right
All
there.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Wow.
This is the voice. Da-da-da-da.
I take it you wrote that song.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my buddy Styles Howery, and we did. We wrote that song.
Why did you write that song?
I'll be completely honest with you. I was sitting in my truck before we went in there, before that writing session, and I fell apart.
Mm.
And we wrote two songs that day, and one of them was this. And I was having a hard day. And they came in and said, are you all right? I said, man, I'm just having a hard day, and I can't let them win. And I was like, man, we got to write this. And it just, in about 2 hours, it just kind of fell out. And we had it done, and we loved it. I played it for Doug, and was it yesterday? No, the day before yesterday, Doug's laying in the hotel bed, and he goes, hey, man, play that song. So I had to get up in the morning and sing it for him. He said, yeah, I like it. I like it. So I love it, and it's just it's an everyday song for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody's got hard days, and we all got them, and it's easy to let them win, man,
mm-hmm.
You know, because they're there every day. No matter where you go, you can't run away from them. They're still going to – just don't let them win.
That's right.
You don't have to beat them, but you don't have to let them win.
Mm-hmm.
Tie works too, you know?
Yep. Temptation is there all the time.
All the time.
But you don't have to –
Doesn't matter what it is. It might be big. It might be small.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Great words of advice from Pryor Baird. Pryor, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, Storrs.
This has been a blessing.
Same.
And I so appreciate your time, and I know you're on a schedule. Where are you headed to next?
We are headed to
I know you said you had a long ride.
We got a long drive. I think we're going to Wisconsin from here.
Going up to Platteville, maybe?
Well, we got a ways. I don't know where it's at, but we got a ways to go.
Brady Sheen or something like that.
Somewhere way up there. Somewhere where it's cold.
Somewhere where it's cold. It's not. No. Okay. That's a myth. Okay. It isn't always cold in Wisconsin. I'm from Wisconsin, and it's not always cold in Wisconsin.
Oh, I know, but it's hot down in Nashville right now, so it's really nice to come up here where it's nice and cool. Believe me.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm glad you picked a good time, because I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I said, Jake McVeigh, he's going to be, Cam Cummings, he's going to be up at the Farm Bash in New Providence, and it's going to be his first time in Iowa. And I told him, I said, you got a perfect time, because in July, you would have corn really high, but it's really humid here in July. So you picked the perfect time. So Pryor, welcome to Iowa. I hope you have a great rest of your road trip, and please come back and visit.
I would love to. Thank you, Ms. Day, for having us, and we appreciate you. Thanks for playing the music.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Pryor Baird.